USA.org.
That's a G8. They actually agree to cap, put one on global temperatures. But get this, if you dig underneath, developing nations, meaning India and China, are not going to commit to specific greenhouse gas cuts. Sounds like something happening here closer to home with cap and trade, although the Senate not expected to do anything with that until the fall. A lot of people hopping mad about it across the U.S. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly we know, as we've talked about it a ton, and the whole idea of global warming and what that entails. The bank is saying no, they're not accepting the IOUs from California's government anymore, so they're drawing a big line in the sand. What does that ultimately mean for that state? There are other states that are in trouble too, but California has it the worst. More on the war of words this time. Imagine that. Coming out of Washington, House Dems are saying the CIA lied and they put it on a website. And this all stems back to Nancy Pelosi and whether she knew about waterboarding or not and was briefed about waterboarding or not. Could be interesting when we talk about this tomorrow, because they're actually voting on extending the people that would be privy to that information in the House. Right now it's 8. Could it be 40? Why not just brief everyone if you're going to let that many people in the room? So we'll see where that goes. In the meantime, more questions about Michael Jackson's death, but that's what we expected as we talked about it last night. The memorial service puts an end to, I think, the massive wall-to-wall coverage, but there are still lots of crazy questions about what he was taken and who prescribed what. The Diprivan is just crazy, and we'll talk about that, too, a little bit here on this Hour of America Tonight. But Pete King, the congressman from New York, remember, it was a couple of days ago when I let you hear what he had to say. It was all over YouTube. He was talking about the Michael Jackson coverage and saying it was ridiculous how that's all he saw, that that's what everybody was covering, and that Michael Jackson was, in fact, a pervert. In fact, I'm going to let you hear exactly what he said and now how he is defending that on Fox News, and you can be the decider, you be the judge. Here's the first part of Pete King.
This guy was a pervert, he was a child molester, he was a pedophile, and to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does it say about us as a country? I just think it's too politically correct. No one wants to stand up and say, we don't need Michael Jackson.
All right, and then he was on O'Reilly show, actually, on Fox, and here's a little slice of that and what he had to say a couple days later.
That is absolute nonsense. I stand by everything I said, and there's absolutely nothing racist or racial in any of the words I use. You know, Bill, I was on your show over 7 years ago. I was the first Catholic politician in the United States to call for the resignation of Cardinal Law as Archbishop of Boston because he had failed to go after the child molesters in the clergy in Boston. This past weekend, Bob Herbert, the New York Times, an African-American columnist, said that behind the facade of Michael Jackson is the horror of child abuse. I don't see how pointing out a person's horrible record when it comes to misusing and abusing children, how that becomes racial in any way. And also, I'll just say this as an ironic point. On Sunday, the New York Times editorial, which is very seldom the Times has something good to say about me, but they praised me and John McCain because for 5 years we've had a bill in Congress, which is, looks like it's going to go through this year, to give a presidential pardon to Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion, and we're doing that because his prosecution was racially biased against him. It was racism, and John McCain and I have spoken out against that. I certainly get no votes in my district for that. So I think, you know, my record is clear. I just think that people raising this issue are absolutely phony, and it's wrong. Because this had already gone on for 9 or 10 days, and I guess what put me over the edge was I spent the whole 4th of July with veterans and cops firefighters, different parades in Wantagh, Maspico Park, as you would say, being with the folks. And there was such a resentment building up. People saying, why is this guy getting all this adulation? Okay, he was a good singer, he was a good dancer, but why? Why is he getting all this coverage? Why is the nation stopped for Michael Jackson? So I was once to American Legion Hall on Sunday. I was with somebody on my staff. We had a video camera, and I said, hey, I'm going to say what's on my mind. We posted it. And the reason I was harsh, if you want to call it that, is I had to cut through this 10-day cacophony of glorification, this onslaught where he was being made out to be a saint or a hero or whatever. So I wanted to get right to the point. That's why I said, strip aside the psychobabble. This man was a child molester. And he was, by his own admission, he slept with young boys. I mean, you know, you walk to a neighborhood and you say to someone, if a grown man sleeps with young boys in his bed, is he a pervert? Bill, I would say an adult male who sleeps with young boys.
All right, so you get the gist of that there.
Nothing else.
Again, that's Congressman Pete King defending himself, because what happened was there were a lot of people, while some people praised him for saying what he thought, other people just annihilated him and said he was a racist, and they're calling to fight against him in his next election. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, buddy? It sounds like you're on the road.
Oh, yeah, I'm driving.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear me a little bit?
We gotcha.
All right. I want to talk about Obama. Is Obama a good topic right now?
Absolutely. We're just talking about the G8 and the whole global warming thing and all that stuff.
Obama is really, I'm starting to really notice the way the rest of the world really treats America now, how they really feel about us, because on the 5th of July, America's Independence Day, North Korea goes nuts and shoots off, what, 7 rockets towards Hawaii?
Right.
Then a month, 2 months before that, Chavez lectured Obama about giving one of his books, and the wildest of all, Putin, when he went to Russia last week, spent an hour before they actually met with Medvedev, explaining to Obama about the Cold War. Do I really want a communist telling us about the Cold War when we won and we kicked the rear end? I mean, it's absolutely insane how little respect any of these countries have for America anymore. They would have never pulled this stunt and treated us with such disrespect with President Bush in the White House, or President Clinton, for that matter. But these people, they don't respect us, and they don't fear us, and they're literally going to do what they want to do now, because the president is getting, he may like it, all attention, but these people, by standing up and lecturing him, are not being respectful to his position. In North Korea, we hadn't heard anything until after January 19th this year. We hadn't heard anything in 5 or 6 years. Now they're the hottest thing since sliced bread. What's your thought on
that? Yeah, I agree with you. It's interesting what you said. The thing that you're talking about, it was just a couple of days ago when Obama was in Moscow, and I said this over and over again, that it was a chilly reception. He wasn't a rock star at all. The people said, Obama, whatever. Nobody cared, just the people in a poll they did. But Putin, you can obviously see it with him. You saw it before with Putin, and certainly you can see it now, obviously. And you're right, in having to explain the history, you know, is that really necessary from somebody who's representing us as a people? See, what people forget is you can say, oh, let's cut down the nuclear stockpile, isn't that great? And we can talk about the missile defense and all that other sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, America is a superpower, and you still need to be the country that's strong, that can defend itself. But is that the perception anymore? You make a great point, Don. Hang with us, everybody.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Kentucky was talking about Obama and the worldwide perception of Obama. Let's go there for a second on America Tonight. The Rasmussen Report, what they do is they track the presidential, it's a presidential tracking poll. It's a daily report. And for Wednesday, it showed that 32% of the nation's voters now strongly approve of the way that Obama is performing his role as president, right? That also means that 37% strongly disapprove. Here's the other part of this. The number who strongly disapprove inched up another point to the highest level to date so far. And the overall approval index is the lowest level yet for Obama. And, of course, we have job loss. Consumer confidence has fallen. And this is just on our shores, not including when we're talking about safety factors, when we're talking about terrorism, etc. You have 54% saying the average Democrat in Congress is more liberal than they are, while 36% believe the average Republican congressman is more conservative. It's interesting in comparing numbers and the methodology that they use. But the key thing that you need to know, I could go through a ton of these numbers for you, but the key thing, and I read the whole track for the day, is that the number is down. Overall, 52% of voters say they are at least somewhat approved of the president's performance so far. Yesterday and today, for the first time, the numbers of voters who approve of the president's performance has slipped below 53% share of the vote that he won last November. So 48% now disapprove. Because you're even having some Democrats who are upset with some of the things that have happened. And, of course, you have people worried about, as Don in Kentucky was talking about, our perception, the United States is a superpower. He even threw that in. He said he put Clinton in the on the list, too. And what's happened now is you're starting to see that that confidence is waning as far as the perception of being feared, the perception of, whoa, you know, I'm only going to go this far because the United States, we're screwed if we get on the wrong side of the United States. So, yeah, we're going to tiptoe up to, but remember, everybody would always, and I say everybody, you had a lot of countries that would back off based on our history and our young history, because we're only a nation that's 233 years old. Now it has the feel of going in a different direction. It's not fear-mongering or extremist radio or cockamamie statements. Just have conversations. Jana from Iowa, who calls us, always says that her friends, her Democratic friends, are starting to say that they're disappointed in what they voted for because a lot of the campaign promises, not that other politicians don't do that, but a lot of the campaign promises have gone by the boards. And it's starting to get that feel because now it's been over 6 months. Ultimately, what does the rest of the year hold? Besides tracking the president's numbers, an early look at the 2012 race for the Republican nomination shows that Mitt Romney is at 25%, Sarah Palin is at 24%, and Mike Huckabee is at 22%. 40% of GOP voters say that Palin actually hurt her chances of winning the nomination by resigning as Alaska's governor last week. So all told, among all voters, Republicans now have a 3-point edge on what they call the generic congressional ballot. David Letterman took the opportunity to poke fun of Sarah Palin. He did a top 10 list of things that could be heard on her answering machine. Let's roll that, Donovan.
The category tonight, top 10 messages on Sarah Palin's answering machine. I can't tell you how we did it, but we got a hold of her answering machine, and here are the top 10 messages. Friday, she announced she would be stepping down as governor of Alaska and would not seek re-election.
Yeah.
So here we have now the top 10 messages left on her machine after that controversial announcement. Number 10, hi, it's George W. Bush. Why didn't anyone tell me resigning was an option? Number 9. Number 9, it's John McCain. Why did I call? Number 8, Mark Sanford here. Ever been to Argentina? Number 7, I'm calling from Geico to see if you want to renew your dog sled insurance. Number 6, it's Letterman. We still cool?
Yeah.
Number 5, McCain again. Still no idea why I called. Number 4, hi, it's the dry cleaner having trouble getting caribou blood out of your Prada jacket.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, hi, it's Sarah. Whoops, dialed my own number.
Yeah.
Number 2, Schwarzenegger here. If you want a job, California could use a new governor.
Ah.
And the number 1 message on Sarah Palin's answering machine, hey, it's McCain. Who would have thought you'd retire before I did? Well, there you go.
All right, actually, it was pretty clever and mild. He didn't go for the jugular, I think, on the answering machine deals. And I said this before, I think Sarah Palin herself would probably laugh at that. But she's all fishing in Wasilla's. She's not paying attention. She knows what's going on with the whole media thing. And we played this the other night. Basically, what Palin said was, listen, it's become ridiculous, and all these ethics violation charges that have all been cleared, we're paying so much money, $500,000 already in legal fees, that it was time to step away from this and focus on other ways to help the cause, the party, whatever, and this wasn't the way to do it. Don't know if you caught this at all, and I know I mentioned it, but just briefly, do you believe that websites from the U.S. Departments of State, the Treasury, and Transportation, of course, were attacked by hackers during the July 4th holiday weekend? And in some cases, they continued into the beginning of the week. In fact, just yesterday, now, the Department of Homeland Security knows about the attacks, and they've got a computer emergency readiness team. It's called CERT, okay? That's the nickname, the acronym CERT. And they've advised government agencies and private companies to take certain steps to watch for this, okay? Now, here's the interesting part and why I'm bringing it up to you. In tracking where the cyber attacks are coming from, at least some of them, even the Federal Trade Commission had to deal with it, the Department of Transportation had to deal with it. They're saying they had minimal things happen, and who did it, what happened. You know, you look at the breaches of security, and the breaches of security reported to the Department of Homeland Security doubled to 72,000 for the year ending September 30th, 2008. So that's up huge from 37,000 the previous year. So there's no doubt, and a lot of people believe this, how would you get to the U.S.? Besides the bridges, the tunnels, the plane thing again, whatever, well, would be to go for the websites, would be to go for the grid. There's a lot of things you could do by attacking by hacking into government information. So in tracing it back, it's looking like the hackers actually came from North Korea. They're tracing at least some of it anyway to North Korea. How disastrous is that? So, geez, I wonder who in North Korea would be trying to screw around with the United States. Hey, first let's set off our missiles, then let's hack into your computers of your agencies, of your government agencies. Let's see, meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's pick this one. We can get in. We're big, bad North Korea. That's crazy. And yet not a surprise to me. And speaking of North Korea, this was a big story, and I'm sure because of the Michael Jackson stuff and some other things, it didn't get reported. But remember you had the two American journalists who were plucked. I won't say plucked. They were, let's just say, supposedly pulled across the border by the military, the North Korean military. They were right there on the cut line on the edge. And Lisa Ling, who does things for CNN, she used to be on The View, she does things for National Geographic. One of the women was her sister, her name's Laura Ling, and Yuna Ling, and they were sentenced in June to 12 years in prison on charges of illegally entering the country to conduct a smear campaign. Well, lo and behold, they finally got a phone call, so Lisa Ling had a chance to talk to her sister. The latest on that coming up, and some other things as well, next on ATN.
Oh, my God! What if it's to be stopped?
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Not America. California's going to pot, so maybe they're going to turn to it. I'll explain in just a second. In the meantime, it's got to be tough on this family. I can't even imagine if my brother was thrown in prison in North Korea and we had only scattered details about what happened. And in North Korea, of course, you get thrown in these camps that are like being thrown into a dark hole. We are lifting boulders all day long and working 14 hours and all this kind of crazy stuff. And you heard me say that they were sentenced in June to 12 years in prison for illegally entering the country. So Lisa Ling gets this phone call from her sister and said that the government's, you know, said to Lisa Ling that we violated North Korean law and we need our government to help us. We're sorry about everything that's happened, but we need diplomacy. So, like in Seoul, Korea, they've had rallies for Yuna Lee and Laura Ling. That's the two women's names. Both of them are married in the United States, you know, or from the United States, and one has a little girl. They work for Al Gore. Al Gore started a news agency, and it's based in California. It's called Current TV. It's a media venture of Al Gore's. He's part of it anyway. And so they were arrested while reporting on the border between North Korea and China. First of all, I think they're just saying that. I think she just said that to her, that it's our fault. And of course she's going to say that they want to get out of there. And what she told her sister is that the United States is pushing to try to work something out behind the scenes to try to bring them back home, But, of course, there's no relationship between the United States and North Korea, and we're seeing what North Korea is doing with the missiles that they're launching and the threats and everything else. So I'd say that hope is fading fast for these two women. They're going to sit there for a while unless something dramatically changes and there's some kind of a conversation. The North State media released a detailed report a month ago saying that they entered the country illegally to record material for what they're calling a smear campaign against the communist state. Obviously a no-no. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, is saying that the U.S. is trying to get them released on humanitarian grounds. What do you think? Chances are at this point, I'm going to say not real good. Of course, you never want to stamp out hope for the people back home, but yeah, I'm going to say that the families are appealing, but they're beating their head basically against a wall. As long as North Korea continues to take the attitude that it takes. Now, Kim Jong-il is frail. He was in public, and he was weak and extremely thin. That's not new, because already they're talking about who the replacement is going to be for him. He's 67. He's pretty gaunt. He went to a service. It was a service to commemorate the 15th anniversary of his father's death, and it's only the second time he's been in public since he supposedly suffered a stroke last August. He popped up in April when he was reappointed as the chairman of North Korea's military board, but he's really staying out of the public eye, which is kind of unusual for him. And in the meantime, they're talking about who would be the replacement. Kim Jong-un is probably the one who would succeed him. He's the younger son. It's not definite that he would be the one, but it could be him. Now, in the case of these two women, if that happens, maybe there's a humanitarian thing and they're released, but I don't think as long as Kim Jong-il is in power that they'll see that happen at all. All right, I mentioned this thing about California. They are in deep trouble, because what's happened is J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, they each got a $25 billion federal bailout in October, right? But now they don't want to help with the IOUs for the state of California. They say they're not going to do it. They don't want to accept any of this, any of the paper, basically, because there's no budget agreement. But you would think, based on what I just said, they wanted their handout, and now California is screwed, and they won't take an IOU, but they had no problem asking for money. No problem whatsoever on those crappy, risky mortgage investments that they looked the other way on. That's what it was. Tens of billions. Man, I got to think, I'll tell you what, you got businesses, you got families that are so stuck in the middle of this. And I would think, if I were a Californian and I was, and it was going to, and of course it's going to hurt everyone in California, and I had my money in one of those places, I'd take it out. I don't care if I had to put it in the mattress after they got all that money, and then they won't help, right? So we know what this is about. It's about not raising taxes. Schwarzenegger doesn't want to do it. The lawmakers in the state want to do that in Sacramento, and they go back and forth. So this is now really starting to pick up steam. If there's no way to get out of this, the feds don't want to bail out California, then what if we use pot? What if we, seriously, not joking around, being really serious about it, there is actually a television spot that they've been playing, and it's to push to legalize pot in California. And the pitch in the spot is, why not do this? Because we could solve the state's massive budget deficit. It's a 30-second spot. Gee, who do you think paid for it? Marijuana Policy Project. And it's got a 58-year-old state worker who says state leaders are ignoring millions of Californians who want to pay taxes. So there really seriously is. Because there's a place, and in fact it was a great story. It's a great series that was done by Trish Reagan on CNBC, and it talked about North Carolina's Emerald Triangle and how it's become such a great site for entrepreneurs who are permitted by state law to harvest a limited amount of marijuana for personal and medical use. So we know that there are a lot of areas to grow marijuana that are rich areas in California, but can you imagine? The only way we can bail this state out is to grow marijuana. The pot industry could bring in more than $1 billion in taxes. And now you have more and more people, even conservative people saying, yeah, it's time to talk about this because it's frustrating. So what are we going to do? But if that, in fact, is sanctioned, wouldn't that encourage pot use? And if California, and see, I hesitate to even talk about it because even though it is seriously being discussed, what are the odds that it's going to happen? We're not just talking about medical use. What are the odds that you're going to have marijuana in general? I mean, that's against the law across the United States. So you think legalizing it, well, then you're talking about what kind of a precedent would it set, and, of course, then you would have the Supreme Court, also, because, you know, it would be challenged. The Supreme Court in California would have to make a ruling. It would go to the Supreme Court in general overall after it left California. So do I think it's a reality? And the answer to that is no, but they're pumping some serious money into this. And it's not just the pro-marijuana people. It's the people concerned over the fiscal crisis that is really starting to cripple a lot of families in Cali. You know, you got to think about it this way. And how many, I guarantee there's people listening to me, you know what I'm talking about. If you live in a state where you get income tax money back or you have to pay income tax money, I mean, if you owe or you get a refund, well, think of what you've been paying in, and now you're waiting for this check, and you have to survive on this check because your financial status has changed, and you're not getting it because the state can't afford to pay you. So now it's been how long since you've been waiting, and you may be waiting for a long time with these IOUs. Now, they would have to put interest on it, so you would get that back. But still, I mean, it's money that you allot, that you budget for, and I don't know how people can survive and get through some of the bill cycles that they have to get through, not getting the money that they're depending on. So this has had a crippling effect on lots of people in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and man, everywhere in between. I mean, seriously, it really has. By the way, here's something that also slipped under the wire, and somebody sent me an email today to remind me about it, because certainly we've talked about this a ton, but the Senate voted to require actual fencing along 700 miles of the border with Mexico, right, rather than those barriers, those vehicle barriers that they were talking about and high-tech equipment. So the plan won approval by a 54-44 vote, and they began a second day of debate on $42.9 billion, of course, that is, in the measure to fund the Department of Homeland Security for the budget year that starts in October 1st. So the U.S.-Mexico border is, we know, a battleground with illegal immigrants, with drug trafficking, and they feel like they're spending too much on the virtual fencing, like the motion detectors, because they say they don't work as well as a real fence that would block people crossing the border on foot. So we're back to the wall again. Gee, the virtual fencing doesn't work. So now we want to make sure that we fence up the area, an actual fence. I know we talked about this before for a very long time. What do you think? Will a fence keep them out for billions of dollars? 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
I flew United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's O'Hare. While on the ground, a passenger said from the seat behind me, "My God, they're throwing guitars out there." The band and I exchanged a look, best described as terror, at the action on the tarmac, and knowing whose projectiles these would be. So before I left Chicago, I alerted three employees who showed complete indifference towards me. Someone else or gone by car. 'Cause United breaks guitars. When we landed in Nebraska, I confirmed what I suspected. Mike Taylor had been the victim of a vicious act of malice at Old Bear. So began a year-long saga of pass the buck, don't ask me, and I'm sorry, sir, your claim can go nowhere. choices, and this attitude of yours I say must go.
Because we're talking about traveling and what's happening in the airline industry. And they had turtles on the runway that delayed some flights in New York. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've been talking about the G8 and global warming and India and China saying, hey, we don't have the money. We're not going to do this 50% reduction and a ton of other things here on ATN. And I thought it would be funny because this was all over YouTube and they smashed his guitar, broke his guitar with the way they handled it. So he wrote a song about it, and a lot of people have been downloading it. Now, back to the turtles. 78 of them had to be released into the wild. Wow. So you think of LaGuardia, and this is New York, and all of the geese and what's happened there. Remember that U.S. Airways flight, of course, landing in the Hudson with Captain the Hero Sully being able to do that. And now what they had to do was kill the geese. And that enraged a bunch of people. But, man, there's more and more problems with the geese and now the turtles. Got to get the turtles off the runway. And I guess delays were like an hour and a half at JFK because they had to get them out of there. They had to shut it down. They had to shut down the airport. What were they going to do? It happened at about 8:30 in the morning. And all it was an American Eagle flight crew saw these three turtles while they were taxiing out for departure, and then all of a sudden, there was this sea of them on the end of the runway that juts out to the water, if you know what I'm talking about, if you've flown into JFK. I have a ton, and I know exactly where they mean, and so they had to close it down. Can you imagine that? I'm not going to be able to make the business meeting because there's turtles on the runway. I'm not making this up in New York, but I'll get there as soon as the flight takes off. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
How you doing? Just two quick points real quick. Even if California passed a law tonight with the pot, by the time they regulate it and set up the distribution, it could take a year. In most states, it's already a misdemeanor.
Right.
And the second thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, Kate, but wasn't Al Sharpton the guy who set up John DeLorean with the cocaine when he got busted that time?
Oh, that's so long ago. You're going back to the 70s now.
I'm an old man, honey. I voted for Ronald Reagan twice.
But you know what? Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, that's like old ancient history, but absolutely, yeah. So you're thinking Michael Jackson? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I actually feel bad for the kid. You know, as far as, you know, what his father did to him and, you know, his life. But, again, we all have the ability to pull ourselves up. I mean, I was on my own since I'm a kid, and I don't use excuses. I just keep going on, you know. But I feel sorry for everybody. I really do. If it was up to I pray for every single buddy. Just like Christ said, don't pray for me. Pray for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just that even with the politicians, we can't get mad at them because we elected them. And we created this whole monster, you know.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. What you just said there, Mark, the problem is not enough people take the time to get involved in who they're voting for or vote. More people watch American Idol and watch the Michael Jackson stuff. And I'm not saying you can't do both, but it's not that hard to inform yourself of who's running and try to get the best person in there that you really believe really tries to represent the interest of your area, because we live in an incredible country with a lot of diversity and a lot of separate problems from state to state. Everybody has a different thing they're dealing with. Not everything's common among all of us. I mean, there is a lot, obviously, but there are a lot of things that aren't. It's indigenous to the area, the certain problems you might have.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to speak up, and it's not that hard. I say this all the time. If you don't know who your senator is or your congressman is, just send me a note and I'll tell you who it is. And it's not as difficult as people think. And you see this, when people start to complain, what happens? There's change.
Right.
That's the only way.
A big problem, too, is the local politicians. Those are the ones that really destroy us first.
Yep. And that's a good point, because people listening to this show in different parts of the country, whether you're talking about state like Albany in New York, or whether you're talking about Trenton, New Jersey, or wherever, you're talking about Austin, Texas, and then you go from there. When you say even more local, when you're talking about city councils, a lot of times people don't even pay attention to that, and that affects a lot of things in your own backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, keep
always.
Your eyes open.
All right, girl.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate
Thank
the call, man.
Bye.
So he brings up some good points, and it's true. It's that rallying cry. It's why I did the show, been doing the show for 3 years, because I think that really there is power in numbers, power to the people. We live in an incredible country. I mean, despite so many of the often negative things that we talk about, I think it's good. It's healthy. It's venting. And the fact that you have forums, that you have radio shows that you can call, that you have congressmen and senators you can write. I mean, can you imagine living in North Korea? Can you imagine still living in Cuba or in Venezuela? Can you imagine living in Russia? I heard life in Russia isn't too great. Yes, there have been some new freedoms there, but I knew a basketball player that I met one time when I was traveling through some friends of mine, and we had long discussions about this. He played internationally, and he talked about playing in Italy, and he mentioned to me how he played in Russia. And I thought, wow, I said, that must have been great, Russia, you know, a whole different country, the things you could have seen. And he said, oh, no, it was terrible. And he said, not the people, but what was terrible was the people were so desperate that he was making okay money. It wasn't like he was Michael Jordan, but he had to have he and his wife had to have like 3 doors and a million locks on the doors, because if you didn't shut the door the right way, boom, somebody was in there right after you to smash you on the head, steal your stuff or whatever, because there was a lot of desperation in and around and outside of Moscow. So often while we're complaining about things that are happening in the country, I think it's a good thing, because freedom does not come cheaply, and if everybody lays in the weeds, then the country will erode. Our country was founded on the premise that we want to fight for the freedom. That's how we got our independence, if you go way, way back when, to the founding fathers. And you know, you look at the Constitution, you look at the Declaration of Independence, it really still holds up today. In fact, do that. Do yourself a favor and go back and look at what was written 233 years ago. It's just a good reminder that we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Give me 700 Krusty Burgers! You want fries with that?